yeah, going live. What's up, everyone? Aaron Negler here with Cheesehead TV, coming to you live on Friday afternoon. Going a bit early today because my girl's going to be here in less than an hour, and then I'm going to be overrun, and I have a very small place, and there's no way I could do one of these while they're running around. So, hello. What's up, everybody? Always happy to talk some Packers. Not a whole lot of activity with Green Bay. Obviously, they brought back Will Redman, and they lost Danny Vitale. Man, salute Danny Vitale. Allison, happy Friday. Big B, what's up? How are you, man? Just Danny Vitale. It's going to be depressing watching Josh McDaniels actually utilize his receiving ability. And I've heard like, oh, who's going to play quarterback? It doesn't matter who plays quarterback. Whoever it is going to have Danny Vitale to throw to. And that is a big plus. What's up, everybody? Hey, Nags. Hope you and the family are safe and feeling well. Andrew, hanging in there. Like I said, my girls will be here soon. Love you, Nags. What are your thoughts on Denzel Mims? I love Mims. Obviously, he had a great combine. Kind of shot him up some boards. You saw him get mocked to the Packers a lot after the combine. I think he'd be an excellent addition. I will be very interested to see if they go wide receiver at 30, if other positions are available, just because it's such a deep wide receiver class. But yeah, I would love to see Mims in green and gold, no doubt about it. What do you think the plans are to replace him? Mercedes, Jace, draft? I mean, you saw Sternberger play that H-back slash fullback role. I wouldn't be surprised if they decided, you know what, we don't even need a fullback. I mean, obviously, this offense traditionally has one. I mean, you've seen Juszczyk out there in San Francisco be utilized to a great extent. But yeah, I don't think they'll be in a hurry to replace the fullback, so to speak. But I do think Sternberger can fill some of that role. But if they want to have a traditional one, they'll probably look late in the draft. Jake, thanks so much for the super chat. With Vitale gone, do we move Jace to fullback? No, Jace will be a tight end. Yeah, he will play some fullback. He will undoubtedly do some H-back stuff, but they're not moving him to fullback. No. Figured out the Troy Aikman hate. Oh, this should be good. I am rewatching the games, and when not in the heat of the moment, he is much better. Thank you. That's exactly what I said to Banky on transplants this year when we got in the big fight. It's people are so jazzed up during games. He says anything like slighting or negative about the Packers, and people freak out, mostly because he's an ex-Cowboys quarterback. But he is very good at his job. Is he as good as Tony Romo? No, but he's very good at his job, and Packers fans need to chill. Nicholas, thanks for the super chat. Would you take Mike Daniels back for a one-year deal? Yeah, I probably would. I doubt the Packers will, though. And you never say never. They've brought lots of guys back in the past, but I tend to think Mike, not just because of play and injury, but also a vocal guy, really boisterous, loud in the locker room. It's not the kind of thing that Green Bay has traditionally gone in on. And I think most people were probably content to move on from Mike for that reason. Do you think we need any other O-line improvements? I think they're in a good spot. I wouldn't be upset if they signed another tackle, but that's, you know, hard to do, few and far between. You know, I saw that Matt Schneidman over there at The Athletic had put the possibility of still signing Veldier. I wouldn't hate that idea. Let him come in and compete with Wagner. It's all about the financials, though, and I can't imagine that they would be able to get him for something less than what they gave Wagner. And I can't imagine paying two guys at the $5 million rate for one of them to sit on the bench when you've already got kind of a logjam along the interior because you just played Lucas Patrick, you're paying Billy Turner, Lane Taylor is still on the books, etc. So maybe because of their versatility, they continue to pay Turner and Lane Taylor because Taylor has played tackle in emergency spots. So I don't know. We'll see. Hey, Nags, thanks, Austin, for the super chat. I really like the Kirksey signing. Think the guy is a real steal and has a lot of upside if he stays healthy. I agree, Austin. I was actually just on Cleveland radio talking about the signings the Browns have made of ex-Packers and then talking about Kirksey. And I'm with you. I've said here, to my eyes, when he's healthy, he's a bit of an upgrade over Martinez. I don't think a massive one, but a bit of an upgrade. the big question mark is, can he stay on the field? Now, obviously, the Packers didn't break the bank for the guy. There was interest from other teams, so they had to act quickly. But, yeah, we'll see how it plays out. Jake, thanks again. Jordan Reed or Delanie Walker? Oh, I got to think Delanie Walker. I can't imagine signing Jordan Reed. I mean, what is he, 6-7 concussions in now? I can't imagine that. But I know there's been reported interest in Walker. The Packers, along with several other teams, including Washington and I think, well, it was the Bears, but then they signed Jimmy Graham. So we'll see. But I would think Walker would still be on the table for the Packers. Carlos, thanks for the super chat. How would you feel if we didn't go inside backer early, but instead got 2-3 in the middle of later rounds? It's fine by me, man. It's just, they just got a hit. You know, I mean, it's all well and good to wait and say we can address it later, but you got a hit. They clearly didn't with Oren Burks. You know, maybe Ty Summers develops into something. I think that's a long shot. You know, that's a late round pick. But I don't hate it. But man, you're trusting your scouting department, no doubt about that. All these super chats, thanks guys. James, think Mercedes Lewis will slim down even more to play a little slot this year with the tight end logjam. Well, I wouldn't call it a logjam. I don't think he'll slot. I think he'll play pretty much the same role he played last year. I don't think they're done at tight end, whether it's Delanie Walker or somebody else in the draft, etc. I don't think Big Dog's role will change much. I think they really like what he brought, the percentage they used him, how they used him. I don't think that's going to change very much. Joseph, thanks for the super chat. Josh Jones, Justin Jefferson, Kenneth Murray on the board at 30. Oh, come on. It's social distancing Friday. Night number one. Got to do a what if. I like it. Salut. I mean, I got to go with my boy, right? Kenneth Murray. Those three, I love Justin Jefferson, though, and Josh Jones is my tackle crush, but yeah, I got to go with Murray. Here's the thing. I'm going to be shocked if Murray is there at 30, if he falls that far. So if he's there, I take him, but we'll see. Tom, thanks for the super chat. What's up, Aaron? Looks like Charlie Barron's beat Banky to the old-fashioned recipe video. Does he have plans to still put his out there? Okay, first of all, love me some Charlie. Charlie's been over to the house in Green Bay. We've hung out with Charlie. But Charlie's old-fashioned ain't got nothing on Banky's. Like, it's all well and good that he put out a video. That's great. And I really appreciated his video on Instagram, his PSA about washing your hands, which, everybody, I hope you're washing your hands a lot. Hope you're staying indoors like I am. Stay at home if you can. If you got to go to work, I understand, but then go home right after. And so people get all upset when I say stay at home on Twitter. It's like, oh, well, people have to work. Yeah, no, I know. And when you're done with work, go home. That's all I'm saying. So I appreciated Charlie and his video, washing the hands to roll out the barrel. I think that's fantastic. But his Banky's old fashioned is up to the Pepsi challenge for Charlie Barron's or whoever wants to make an old fashioned. That video will get made. I promise you. We have to record our Packer transplants to be included with the Cheesehead TV draft guide. So hopefully during that session, I'll have Banky do double duty and make his old fashioned video for you guys. Because I'm telling you, his old fashioned is just so good. Bryce, thanks for the super chat. I really like to see us throw some more resources at corner. No reason to settle for what we have currently. And they could bring back Tremon. That's about the one move I think they would make probably comfortably. But, you know, don't forget Kadar Holman. I've talked him up a bit, and I know people don't like to count on guys they haven't seen play, but I do think they have something there, and we'll see how he develops. That's not to say they won't draft somebody, because I think that's a possibility. I do think it's a bit of a sneaky need just because of the fact that Kevin King's entering the last year of his deal. And with the other guys they have to pay, namely Kenny Clark and David Bakhtiari and Aaron Jones, it wouldn't be the biggest surprise in the world to see them draft somebody at the end of April. Austin, thanks for the super chat. Thoughts on maybe drafting Patrick Queen? I mean, if he's there, it's a possibility. I prefer, obviously, I've made it very clear that I prefer Kenneth Murray, but I think Queen definitely viable. He would certainly step in and augment and improve the athleticism inside there of the Packers defense and the physicality. Yeah, he's a hitter. He's a bigger hitter than Murray. There's no doubt about that. So yeah, I'm all for it if he's available. Steven, thanks for the super chat. Thanks so much. Oh, sorry. Texts and messages and blah, blah, blah. With the Premier League and all sports down here in UK, I need these chats. Thank you, Nags. Thank you, Tim. Thanks for checking it out. R.I.P. Danny Vitale. You know, okay, he's not passing away. He's just going to New England, which is kind of the same thing. But my only regret is that Danny never came on the podcast to talk Star Wars, because he and I had some legit Star Wars talks in the locker room. That guy is a geek. I'm talking geek with a capital G about Star Wars. He is awesome. So now I hopefully maybe you still do that at some point this offseason. Would you take Patrick Queen or Zach Bond at 30 if Jefferson is still there along with them? Woo, the big what ifs. Here we go. I'd probably take, of those three, I'd probably take Jefferson. I love Bond though. No doubt about it. How did Graham get more than Ebron? What an agent. God bless the Bears. They just suck, man. They just, all facets, all endeavors. The Bears still suck. Hear me out. Logan Ryan at cornerback. Alex, thanks for the super chat. Let's see. I didn't know he was leaving. Yeah, Bennett, sorry, buddy. Sorry to break it to you, but Danny Vitale reportedly signing with the Patriots. News broke this morning. Hey, if you download the Cheesehead TV app, you'd be up on these things. I'm not saying. I'm just saying. Aaron Jones' contract got cheaper. I don't know about cheaper, but it definitely looks, it could be very reasonable considering the other, the running back contract landscape out there. Melvin Gordon signing earlier today. You look at the 1 year, I think it's a 1 year deal in Atlanta for Gurley. Yeah, I think the Packers should be able to reach some kind of agreement with Jones that doesn't break the bank, but still puts him kind of wedged up in the upper echelon of running back contracts. What is the plan at wide receiver? Question mark, exclamation point. I wouldn't panic just yet. I mean, there's a lot of wide receivers still left on the open market. Perryman's still out there. Taylor Gabriel's still out there. Hell, Robbie Anderson's still out there, who they tried to trade for. So I know it feels like you've watched a lot of people get signed. You've seen a lot of moves from a lot of other teams. I'm going out of focus. What's going on? There you go. But it's only, what, 3 days into free agency? Slow down. A lot of ball game left. Do the Mercedes and Redmond signings hurt our future compensatory picks? No, because most the comp formula, which is technically secret, but has kind of been figured out throughout the years, re-signing your own. Yeah, it's the formula gets impacted when you sign another team's free agent, a guy who's been an unrestricted free agent from another team. So it should not affect the comp formula. More likely, trade up, trade out of the first, make the pick. Trade up is number three out of those three. Probably make the pick. That's my guess right now. Although, you know, I say that and he'll call John Schneider at some point during the first round and go, hey, you need draft picks. You want to drop down? And then they'll trade up. And so I'll be wrong because Nagler's never right. Nice. You guys are hilarious. Sorvin Irvin coming back. Luis, I hope so. I really hope so. Like I just said, it's still very early in the process. It's not like teams are breaking down the door to sign him. So I think the Packers are just going to, you know, let the market settle a little bit. I do think he obviously saved them in the return game. And I think he really added something from scrimmage on offense, especially down the stretch. I would love to see him with a full offseason in LaFleur's offense and with Rodgers and working on things in the offseason, whatever the offseason ends up looking like, because Lord knows they've already pushed back OTAs, minicamp, etc. But yeah, I hope so. I really hope they do bring him back. Steven, thanks for the super chat. Forgot the message earlier, so here's some more. Call me crazy, but a trade for Miles Jack, don't understand. Oh, Miles Jack, I know. I just saw a report that they're moving him outside, I think to weak side linebacker down there in Jacksonville. I don't think he's going anywhere. I mean, I would love it. They almost took him. They came really close to taking him back when he was being drafted, but I'd be surprised. Lance, thanks so much for the super chat. Thank you for the off-season content. Thank you for checking it out. Would they draft a fullback? Quinn, I would think way late, maybe. But more likely, they would probably get somebody undrafted. I don't think you have to spend a whole ton of draft capital on a fullback, but maybe. Maybe a day three pick. It's possible. Love LaFleur in year one. What do you hope to see him improve on in year two? The tempo. He talked so much about tempo in the summer, and then it just disappeared during the season. And I gave him, okay, let me tell you a fun little story. Because what the hell? I'm sitting here in my living room on a Friday afternoon drinking a beer. Why not, right? So when I was at the combine, I think the third night or maybe the fourth night, we were hanging out at Prime. Beers, he was talking to his guys, whatever. And I was walking by and we just had a quick exchange. And I can't remember what he said. He said something like, you're going to be okay with that, right? And I said, yeah, I'll be okay with it. And he said, no, really, come on. You're going to be okay with that? And I said, yeah, more okay with that than not going for it on fourth and one. And then I just walked away. And he has given me untold amounts of shit since that. But yes, I think LaFleur just needs to get that tempo going, the sense of urgency on offense. You saw how many times they still, you know, after we complained about it with McCarthy in his last year, we still saw tons of, you know, needing to take timeouts out of a timeout, needing to, you know, take a timeout because the play clock is down to 1 second, et cetera. I mean, get the tempo going more than anything. I think that's what he needs to do. But, you know, and I've told him this, I think his best trait was his ability to press the buttons necessary. And that's an intangible thing that you can never kind of really describe or teach. But he knew his team. He knew his team so well, when they needed to be on the field for practice, when he could ease up, how much work they needed, et cetera. That's not something you can teach. He just knew it instinctively. I mean, that puts him ahead of the game already in my eyes. Jake, thanks so much for the super chat. Seems like we could have afforded Ebron. Were we in? No, Jake, they were not in on Ebron. And hey, look, let me tell you a little something about Ebron is he rubs some people the wrong way. And I do not doubt that there are people in Green Bay who had no interest in bringing that into the locker room. That's all I'll say on that. Do I foresee another defensive free agent signing? Good question. I would hope maybe the couple of defensive tackles that I was in, I really hope they'd look at, have already gone off the free agent board. So we'll see. Maybe an inside backer, maybe like an Alec Ogletree on a one-year deal or something like that. But, you know, never say never. How much of the tempo issue is caused by Aaron Rodgers? Mike, I think he's definitely, he's got to own at least 50% of it. No doubt about it. I mean, he's got to get a sense of urgency in and out of the huddle. And especially coming out of a timeout. And, you know, when he's moving guys around and trying to adjust to what the defense is doing, et cetera, just get it up, get to the line, get going, get the snap off. That is your job as a quarterback, you know? And Aaron knows this. He's talked about it. He's cognizant of it. It's just, you get in the moment and you're trying to make things happen. You're trying to get in an advantageous situation, et cetera. You know, sometimes he just loses track. Stanley, thanks for the super chat. Tyler Eifert will be a low-risk signing. Well, that depends on the contract, right? I mean, it's not like the guy's a picture of health. I mean, they did just sign Kirksey, though, so who knows? All right, everybody, I'm going to have to jump. Thank you so much for joining me. Sorry this is truncated today, but like I said, my girls are on their way, so I got to get this done before they get here because it's going to be crazy in a little bit. Thank you so much. Please hit like, hit subscribe, tell your friends, tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we're devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great weekend. If there's some big Packers news this weekend, I'll probably jump on. Otherwise, I'll talk to you guys Monday. Take it easy. Hey, and stay safe. Stay at home.